Blog Talk Radio. good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose.
This is Jan Christie speaking to you from a rainy United Kingdom, but that is nothing to what is going on in the rest of the world, the Philippines, and even the United States, where there's very high winds. And so we're hoping to join Gary in just a moment. Hope he hasn't got blown off his perch. And today we've got an absolutely fabulous guest by the name of Pete Spencer. He works very closely with Cobra. And this week he's going to be telling us how to pump the grid with love, because there will be a great big worldwide meditation on the 23rd of November. But I'm sure he's going to tell you all about that and where it's going to be at. So we'll bring him on in just a few moments. But before we do, we're going to link up with our Gary over there in Oregon. Hey there, Gary.
I am here. Hello, everyone. Hi, Jean Trissy. Welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. I love that intro song. I love the violins in that song.
Oh,
the only thing that's missing,
you.
I think, are a couple of saxophones. There should have been some saxophones in there.
Oh, well, I'll see what I can do, especially for you, Gary.
That way you'd have sax and violins. No.
Well,
anyway.
I have my daughters doing harmonies. What more do you want?
I was trying to make a bad joke, but that's okay.
No, it's okay.
I am here.
I love
and, the yeah,
stuff.
Hello. Hello from stormy, the Pacific Northwest here in northern coast of Oregon. There's a tremendous high wind warning out, and the ships can't come and go on the Columbia River at the moment because of the seas are too high. So here we are, hunkered in, staying warm, staying dry, staying online, and we're ready to do another show.
That's
and we're
amazing.
Excited to have Peter Spencer on with us today.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, he chose a lovely song by the gorgeous Shanice, and it's called I Love Your Smile. So because we want to see everybody all around who are linking up with this smiling today, we're going to play this one.
Play it already.
Yeah, I love it. That was gorgeous, that song. So I want to thank Pete for suggesting that one. And Pete is over here in the United Kingdom. I think he's down in London area, but we'll find out when we bring him on now. So hi there, Pete.
Hi there. Hi there, Jane.
Hiya. Where are you down in London?
That's right, yes.
So.
The West End.
The West, oh, why, Posh End, is it?
I wouldn't say that.
Well, that's where all the musicals and all the stage presentations are, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, a little bit further west than that.
Yeah? Wow. So tell us about your work with Cobra, because I know that we've got loads of people out there in Radio Land dying to hear all about that. There's not many in the chat room today, but as I said, we do have people who tune in from all over the world, Singapore, Brazil.
Yeah, what is this Spain. Cobra? Yeah. What is it? Is that a snake or what is that?
Well, he's a contactee. He was contacted by the Palladians about 35, 40 years ago, and it was something that he tried to ignore initially, and as life went on, the call got louder and louder, and he began to listen, and now very much involved in the liberation work that's actually taking place right now. And COBRA actually stands for compression breakthrough, and it's all to do with breaking through the control matrix.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, the whole premise is based upon the fact that we are currently in a game, for want of a better description. We are actually, all of us, every single one of us, highly powerful beings, and we have been immersed into a game where we are exploring what it's like to live alone and duality. And we're now coming to the end of the game. And the difficult part is that whilst we've been immersed in this game, we have actually been hijacked by an alien entity who has thought, I can use these people to make a world I want. And basically, these people have been manipulating the way that we think and the way that we live for a very long time. And now that we are reaching the end of the 26,000-year cycle, the vibration on the planet is increasing. And it's making life for this entity or entities very uncomfortable. And they are of the opinion that, if we can't win this game, we want to destroy everything. And that moment has passed. That isn't going to happen at all. And we are very much involved in the smooth transition from the game to a much higher level of existence that's literally we're on the brink of actually opening up into a new solution for humankind.
Wow. Brilliant. Well, it's what a lot of us have been working for a long time, and in fact, firing the grid or pumping the grid with love all helps, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, very much. I liken it to fish in a net. When we as aware individuals, aware of our spiritual connection and aware of what may well be possible, at the moment we're all kind of fighting against each other. We all see this from our very singular position, so we're approaching this in a very subjective way. The reality is that we will all be connected into the source field, and we can then co-create far more easily because we understand each other. But at the moment, we haven't got that link. So we're like a load of fish thrashing away in a fishing net, and we feel powerless. However, if we could all think one simple thought, suddenly we would have direction and focus, and we would become unstoppable. It's only the fact that we're all working against each other that we can't see how actually powerful we all are. So you may have seen the film Finding Nemo. There's a brilliant clip in that where the fish all get scooped up in a trawler net and they're told to swim to the bottom. And the moment they all swim in one direction, they actually break the net and escape. And that, for want of a better description, is what we're trying to achieve. It's trying to achieve a very simple thought, but trying to explain to everybody that if we could think that thought at the same time, we would actually become unstoppable, and we would see that thought actually create itself in front of us. We've looked at different ways of, you know, how can we find this common denominator? There's all these people around the globe with all their different ideas about spirituality. But what's a common denominator? How do they see, what's a simple thought that everyone can connect with? And it came to me just very recently. Last week we were all standing and thanking people for laying down their lives in the First and Second World Wars. And it suddenly occurred to me that actually this is a brilliant example of how we've been manipulated. Basically, we go there with the best of intentions to thank people for making that huge sacrifice of actually putting their life down so others can live in peace and in democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
However, that gets kind of warped because, unfortunately, I'm talking from my point of view. When I stood there thinking about the sacrifice, I was thinking about the devastation, how people are crippled for life or lose their lives or towns and villages ruined. And,
well, simply in the way of their thoughts being manipulated and their thinking being limited, it happens to work. I mean, with the system, you know, when they keep us arguing amongst ourselves why they continually go off to the bank, you know, it happens to work, and it has worked in the past, where we come to realize that there's a power within each and every one of us that is greater than anything that any thing in the world has. And when we begin to turn to that power and allow that power to emerge and coming up through us and out to the world, that power will feed us and clothe us and house us and guide us and protect us and sustain our existence if we allow it. And we need not turn our power over to the hands of these other entities whom do not have our best interest at heart, never going to have.
No, and
they
try to distract us with sex all the time. I mean, sex is fine, but so many people are just so obsessed with it because it's everywhere you turn, even in the music videos now. It's just tainted by so much sex that it just spoilt it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think this is what's happening. We subconsciously give away our power, and the Remembrance Day parades, I think, are quite a good example of this. We go there for the best of reasons, but we actually perpetuate the problem. I mean, no one wants war. I think that would be the common denominator. So when we stand there, remembering the sacrifice of people, after all, this is what they are looking for, we should be saying, no more war. No more war.
We should.
And we should keep that image in our head, because I know that when I think of no more war, I don't think about destruction and unhappiness. I think about smiling kids and fields full of crops and thriving towns. I don't see any of that negative imagery.
The idea is not to be anti-anything, though, because when you push against something, when you push away, it pushes back. So rather than being anti-war, if we are pro-peace.
Be
pro-peace, we turn away from war altogether and focus on what we wish to experience, in this case, peace, And it takes away all of that energy and all of the focus that we have been placing on war and putting on peace. You know, even Mother Teresa would never attend an anti-war rally. When they would invite her to an anti-war rally, she would not attend. However, if they were having a pro-peace rally, she would be there.
Mm-hmm.
So figure that one out.
She wasn't daft.
No,
you know, she's a very clever lady.
Right, right.
And very tuned in.
Don't be anti
well.
Anything.
No, that's right.
Rather be pro the antithesis rather than being the, you know, anti.
I know what you're saying, Pete, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Exactly. If we could just get a very simple message and everyone to think it, it would be interesting to see what the result was.
Yeah.
Right.
And Billy's just written in the chat room, there are no red pills or blue pills. There are no rabbit holes. The deception is set by the power elite. That's true.
Something like that. Now, getting back to this cobra, could you explain some more about the cobra? Is it an entity, or what exactly is it?
He's just a human being, just like you and I. He's been basically selected because he had good psychic qualities, and he created a communication that he's maintained, and there is now actively an earth resistance movement that has been working for many years, assisting in raising the vibration of the planet. And there is, we have a website, we have 2012blogspot.net, where you can actually see what's actually going on. We have conferences where we'll meet up and kind of swap experiences and try and basically think about what's going to happen as and when the veil comes down. We are expecting an event in the not too distant future, which will completely be a paradigm changer, where everyone will appreciate their past lives and who they were before they even came to the planet, and what's been going on. But until that point, until we reach a point where it's not going to create, we're looking for a smooth transition, and we believe that is very much on the cards, and all any work that we can do to raise people's awareness and get them thinking in terms of what I've just described will help smooth out, and also for people who are aware to think, well, how do we communicate if suddenly the light switch went on and you find yourself in a completely new paradigm? How do you, what will the world be like? There'll be a lot of very confused people, and we need to communicate and let them know that, this has been happening, but there's only a very small minority of people at the moment that actually have this knowledge, and so we've got to impart it to the rest to ensure that there's a smooth transition. We also have another website called Prepare for Change. And again, there's a huge amount of information in there, which gives the ground rules for basically what we're thinking about, how this might actually transpire.
So that's www.
Okay, could you go ahead and mention both of these websites? Could you go ahead and mention both of these websites right now for the benefit of our listeners and our listeners to the archives?
Yes, certainly. It's 2012blogspot.net.
2012 blogspot. Could you spell that?
Spell
it. blogspot.net, N-E-T, and that's 2012 at the beginning, and then prepare for change.
So it's www.2012blogspot.net.
And the other one was www.prepareforchange. And was that .com, Pete?
No, that's .net.
.net, right. Two .nets there. Okay,
yeah.
prepareforchange.net. Well, have you got a time scale on this activation at all?
Well, yeah, we have a very important portal activation that is timed for the 23rd of this month. And it marks a significant change in terms of how the Liberation Forces have been operating up till now. Up till now, they've been very much in a situation of dampening down and preventing. After this portal activation, the boot is very much on the other foot, and it will not. The Liberation Forces will not be reactive anymore. They will actually be asserting themselves in a way that they haven't done before, and it will start to accelerate towards the event. And the event, we are hoping will happen in a very short distance.
Good. Well, that's good. And so on the 23rd, the more people that join in, the pumping the grid with love, the better it's going to be, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. If anyone listening to this is inspired to join us, they will be very welcome. We are very much peaceful. We are looking for a peaceful and smooth transition, but it's enough is enough. We have to move on and leave this way of life behind.
Oh, yes, definitely. And does the gentleman at Cobra have a name, or is he sort of incognito?
Yeah, he leaves himself incognito.
Right.
He's quite approachable. If you go to a conference, you can meet him. But it's really about trying to raise awareness, trying to get the message out to as many people as we possibly can. And for people to if they, like myself, they feel that enough's enough, this is something positive and constructive that they can do. And they can think about how it's going to affect their community.
Mm. Is there going to be any sort of planetary alignment that will be conducive to such big change?
Well, this is all to do with the 26,000-year cycle that we are in as a galaxy. And we are now approaching, I think we've actually gone through the threshold, but we will be aligned shortly with a blast from the central sun. And this will impart a huge amount of energy, which will create all sorts of activations. You could liken it to creating a massive vacuum cleaner throughout the whole of the planet, where all of the darkness will be taken away.
Wow.
And at that moment, each one of us will be reconnected to Source, and we will have that moment where we remember and reconnect to who we are prior to entering into the game.
Yeah, and it's important still to use the violet flame to purify ourselves and to conduct the light from Source down into Mother Earth, as we have been doing for about the last 4 years. And, yeah, I mean, quite a lot of people have been joining the Fire the Grid meditations that happen about once a year or more. And it's so brilliant when thousands and thousands of people all get together with one purpose, because, as you said, that's how you can bring about the critical change, isn't it?
Yeah.
Critical
mass.
Mass, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Act with one mind and one heart. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, very much. And it's all about love and the sense of humor and, enough's enough.
Yeah. So we've got a portal, the Aeon, is that how you pronounce it? Aeon portal activation video to watch now, and I've uploaded the soundtrack to a switchboard. So I'll just put this link in the chat room for the people in the chat room to watch. And so if you do
that is not a good link.
It's not a good link.
That is not a good link. No,
that is off YouTube. Well, shall I just...
Yeah, we've got a
default link.
We got an internal service error with that link.
All right.
That's a shame.
Well, just hang on a second.
So hopefully we can find a good link for it.
A pregnant pause.
Yeah, very pregnant. I just hope there's not twins or anything on the way. No, we can't play that.
Okay.
That is such a shame. We can't, but it doesn't matter. We can play the soundtrack that I've uploaded to YouTube. And I think you were going to say what was actually on the video, weren't you, Pete? Because
what was the title of the video? What was
it's
it
called?
What was
Aeon
it called?
Portal Activation. Aeon Portal Activation. And it is on
YouTube. One moment. Okay. Apparently, the YouTube site is down. It's not anything to do with us. It looks like YouTube's.
Well, okay. I've got another one.
We can't play that one either, Pete. So what we'll do is play the soundtrack. Hopefully, I was able to download the soundtrack and I've uploaded it to Switchboard. So if I just play that, you will be able to just say what was actually on the YouTube video. In any case, for the people listening on the radio, won't you, Pete?
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I'll just get over to the Switchboard now and just play this YouTube soundtrack. All right then, so here we go. No need to count down. We're not synchronizing our players today. So I'll just press play on that now, okay? So get ready to do your spiel. Thank you.
Okay. Full meditation to trigger a revolution. On the 23rd of November, 2013, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto will form a six-pointed star around the Sun. And Uranus-Pluto square will reach its peak, creating an auspicious astrological situation. It will enable us to activate an important portal. This trigger a rim. Goodbye. Total freedom and limitations are broken through. The dimension of original and the Mother Creator principle, where one experiences co-evolutionary consciousness, God consciousness. The activation of the Aeon portal, or called the turning of the tide. Will send out an impulse. Contributed greatly towards the formation of the galactic central civilization of light. Iona's purpose now is to spread goddess consciousness in order to help us to overcome duality and live ecstatic connection with the Creator while perceiving the divine in all things. Their purpose is to help ensure the galaxy in harmony with 5,000-year-long galactic central sun's heartbeat. He will oversee the Aeon portal activation on planet Earth, which will herald in a shift of the ages, moving us towards a new era of peace, love, liberty, justice, and joy for all. It's time to take action again. It's time to take the destiny of our world in our own hands. In order to activate the Aeon portal, we are called upon to meditate together at the same time all around the world. On November 23rd, 2013 at 9:11 p.m. GMT, we are often meeting groups such in the small and as individuals. As couple,
I'd like to apologize for the poor sound quality. It's beyond our control. But you can always watch the Aeon video for yourself. Aeon Portal Activation on YouTube when it's back up and running. In the meantime, we're going to light our candles. I'm lighting mine for world peace and spiritual unity. I've also lit the Nag Champa. And I light my candle just to remind us that we're all part of the great light and we honour the divine in each other and honour our spiritual unity. Lighting a candle sets your intention for the day or evening, which is to send love, light and healing and blessings out to all mankind and down into Mother Earth. So I've lit my candle and my Nag Champa. And I'd like to ask Patricia Corey to call in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
Call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. Now I'd like to do the ancient healing song. I'm just going to do it 3 times, so sing along with me. It's the words that Moses sang to God when his sister was very ill. So it's been around for thousands of years, the words of this song. So here we go. Are you muted, Pete?
Can you hear me?
Elna, Elna, Rafana, La. Anna, Elna, Rafana, La. Rafana la. Last time. Ana Elna Rafana la. Ana Elna Rafana la. Now I'd like to ask Pure Wind Song to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on Earth, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Stop. from your head and allow the muscles around your face to relax. Allow your tongue to fall to the feel the tension drop from your shoulders. Breathe out from your arms. Feel the blood drop to the bottom of your hands. Feel the tension through your legs fall away. Mind's eye. Look at the screen. Be aware of any color that you see. Allow the screen to go black. See if you can find a point of light. It might be very small. Don't force it. Just relax and wait for it to appear. Once you find that point of light, allow yourself to fall towards it. Allow it to transport you. Imagine yourself rising up through the sky. Out into space. See the moon pass by. your speed increase. Its rings, slow down, spin round, look at the rings. Now come back. See it gets larger and larger. See the bright blue ball. It's our home. Beautiful it is. The mountains, the seas. Green fields, mighty forests. This is our home. We will keep it safe.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we're sending loads of healing out with those tracks. And as was Pete with his meditation, it was beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Pete.
Well, my pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Yes,
great.
Thank you, Pete. It was wonderful.
Well, good. Glad you enjoyed it.
And you're going to be joining the meditation on the 23rd of November, aren't you? The
yes.
Aeon Portal Activation Meditation, as will I. You did say it was 9:11, did you?
It's 9:11 in the evening.
In the evening, right.
That's on Greenwich Mean Time.
Yeah.
So depending where people are, obviously, if they can do their time conversion from Greenwich Mean Time.
Well, EDT, that will be 11 minutes past four. Is that right, Gary? I think it is. 11 minutes past four EDT. So wherever
yes.
you are in the United States, you
that's EST.
Oh, is it EST? Oh, it's not daylight saving time anymore, is it? You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, then. Well, I did upload a song called Weird Fish. But can I find it? Can I heck? But maybe Gary will be able to find it while I play The Shine by Aswad. Thanks, Gary. If you can just find Weird Fish by
what's it called?
Radiohead. Weird Fish.
By Radiohead.
Weird
Fish. I'll type it in for you. Yeah.
Shine, shine.
Okay, Shine by Aswad. That was lovely. Right, well, while we try to get a hold of this weird fish file, which we're just uploading madly as we speak, please could you click on the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Facebook page and like it?
Right.
We need a few more thousand likers on there. And you're on there, aren't you, Gary? Do you want to mention about your Facebook page?
Sure, yes. The Night with Daddy G, my show book page on for my radio show on Saturday night, my music show, which by the way, features a lot of John Christie's music that
she
has recorded and so forth. And it's really become quite a mainstay at my show, and it's a wild and crazy music show. And there's the link to that show page. And I'm on the over on the New Eridu channel. So there you go. I'm on Blog Talk Radio. New Eridu.
Yeah, and you're on every Saturday night. Yeah, Eridu. E-R-I-D-U.
Every Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. And also on Facebook is my band page, Jan Christie. If you feel like liking that page as well, it would be most appreciated. Well, I've managed to get Weird Fish, so I'm just going to give this a quick spin. Don't forget, next week we've got a beautiful singer called Katie Rose, and she's going to come on here and tell us what a benefit singing is to the body and the mind and the spirit.
Got it.
Mm.
Looking forward to it. Yeah.
Me too.
Wonderful.
So I'll give this one a quick spin. That was Radiohead. Weird Fish. Now, what was significant about that one, Pete?
There's a fantastic video that goes with that.
Oh, is there?
And I would suggest everyone search it out on YouTube. And we are entering a very interesting time. And there's going to be some weird fish.
And then we're going to be free. Anyway, we're going to say goodbye and God bless, and thank you so much for joining us, Pete, and we hope to see you back again soon. And thank you, Gary, for assisting over the other side of the ocean. I can't believe what
you
can do now with technology. It's brilliant, isn't it? Thank you so much. And we're going to say goodbye and God bless, and thank you all in the chat room and out there listening in Radioland. Goodbye and God bless. And as I said, we're going to be free, and so we're going to play this one. We're going to be in a new paradigm. Here we go.
Thank you, everyone. I love you all.
Yeah, me too. See you next week for Katie Rose, musical singer-songwriter.